Tanya for today, the 24th day of Nisan, is on page 627, 628, in Perek Mem Beis, chapter 42. The Alter Rebbe is talking about the minimal fear, the lower level fear, that every Jew is capable of having in order to serve God properly, and that this fear comes about by, is revealed by contemplating the fact that God sees and hears and knows all that a person does. And he compares it to a king. The question, however, is, the fear of a king is a double fear. The king sees him, at the same time he sees the king. And in seeing the king, that produces a fear. Whereas with the Eibishter, it would seem that there's a fear coming from the fact that God sees us, but it doesn't. But we don't see Him. So for this, the Alter Rebbe says that there is a manner, there is an element in which we see God, and that too produces fear. Another thing that a person should consider is Yizke. He should remember, just like with a physical king. Basically, a person is afraid of a king because of who he is, not because of his body, not because of his physical existence, but because of his character, because of his personality. Because we see that when the king is asleep, the fear doesn't exist. There's no fear of him. The fear is not of the presence of his body. The fear is a fear of his energy, of his life, of his personality, and so on. Hine pnimiyuse v'chayuse ein nidal ein ebosa rag b'enei seichu. That part of the king that causes us to fear him is really not visible. It's not tangible. It is perceived only with the mind's eye. Al yedei the esa nebosa begufei ulavushav, through the eye that sees the body of the king and the garments of the king, sheyedei yeshechayuse malubish b'seichon, knowing that it is the personality of the king that is clothed within this body and within these garments, that's what produces the fear. In other words, the insight. He sees the king with his eyes. He sees the garments of the king, the royal garments, but that's not what produces the fear. What produces the fear is the consciousness, what he sees with his mind's eye, concerning who it is that is clothed within this body, within these garments. The imkain, this being the case, it then becomes a proper example, an analogy for our fear of God. Because koch ha-mamesh yesh le-res Hashem ha-yedei di'iyas e'nei bosa b'shamayim v'ariz v'chol tzivon. We can also come to fear God by seeing with the physical eye. We see the creation, the heaven and the earth and all that is in them. Asher ein sev baruch hu melubush behem l'chayesam. And then with our mind's eye, we recognize that God is clothed within all of these creations in order to give them life. In the note, the gam nira b'riyas ha'ayin shehem b'teilim l'ere yizbarech b'hishtachav osam kol yeim klapi mayrev b'shkiyosam. In looking at the bodies of the heavens, the heavenly bodies, we see not only that they exist, and then with our mind's eye recognize that there's a creator within them, a creative life force within them, but with the physical eye we see more. We see that there is a bittul, that there is a devotion in the creation to its creator, and that is the setting of the sun in the west, which is the form of bowing, where the sun is bowing to its creator, to the Shekhinah that is present in the west. As the Gemara says on the verse, on the pasuk that says that the hosts of heaven bow to you, so the Gemara says, because the Shekhinah is in the west. v'nimtza hiluchom kol hayem klapi meiriv v'derech ishtachavo bitl. So the movement of the sun westward is a form of bowing and bittul to God. And the truth is that even someone who has never seen a king, and he wouldn't recognize him at all, in spite of this, when he goes into the king's courtyard, and he sees how important and powerful people, princes and so on, are bowing to a certain individual. He doesn't recognize him. He's never seen the king. And yet, people all of Emovapachat, he will experience a great dread and a great fear of this individual who his mind's eye now tells him must be the king. Because by looking at him from the physical eye, he doesn't know that this is the king. So here again, the analogy to a human king, that we can see God with the mind's eye in the same way that we see a king with our mind's eye. The fear that one has of a king and the appreciation that one has of a king does not come from the physical, from the fact that he can see the king physically. So when a person says, this I can see with my eyes, therefore this to me is real. But God I can't see, and therefore is difficult to experience it as reality. The truth is that the argument is not a correct one. Even in the physical, we don't experience and we don't react to what we see with our physical eye. We experience the reality in our mind's eye, and that's what we react to. So the analogy of a person who comes into the presence of the king, physically he doesn't recognize the king. He looks at him and nothing happens. But seeing how everybody else bows to him, seeing the honor that is given to this individual, that's what makes him fear the individual. So it's not the fact that he sees him. It's the fact that in his mind's eye he recognizes the authority and the greatness of a king by the fact that great people bow to him. He is the greatest of the great. And that causes a person to fear. So the same is true with God. Looking at the heavens, at the magnitude of creation, and he sees that this entire universe, this huge creation, bows to God, even if he never sees God physically. He fears God, recognizing how that which is known to him to be powerful is powerless in the presence of God. And although the presence of God and the life-giving force, creative power of God that keeps all of existence in existence, is concealed and hidden in many garments and many layers, harei ein hevdu v'hefrish klal b'yiras melech basa v'dam bein shehu arum o bein shehu lavush levush echad o bein shehu lavush b'levushim rabin. In the analogy of the fear of a king, it makes no difference whether the king is undressed or dressed in one garment or in many garments. The fear is not dependent on how revealed the king is. Elohiki hu hahergo lahargil daite machshavtei tamid lihiyeis kavua b'libei umeichei tamid. The important thing is the habit, the training, to get into the habit in one's mind to be constantly conscious, ashekol mashezeya be'enov, that all that he sees with his physical eye, hashamayim va'aretz umaloya, the heaven and the earth and all that is in them, hakel hem levushim hachitzenim shel hamelach hakadosh baruch. They are all external garments of the king, of God. Val yedei zeh yizker tamid kol pnimiyusam v'chayusam. And in this way he will be constantly aware of that which is within the garments, and that is the presence of God himself. And this training, this getting into the habit of seeing past the garments and recognizing what lies below the surface, is also called emunah. although it seems to be a logical thing, a process of the mind, but it is also called emunah, shehu loshen regilus, because emunah means not only faith, emunah means a craft, a habit, a training. Shemargil ha'adam mesatzmei, in a craft, a person trains himself and gets into the habit of doing what he does, k'mei uman shema'amin yadav, like a craftsman who trains his hands to respond to his talent, to his craft, so that the talent lies within him, but to get it to express itself in the materials, in the medium through which he expresses himself, the hand has to be trained. In the same way, every Jew has a faithful devotion to God, a commitment and a recognition of God's presence that comes from the level of emunah, of faith. He then has to have the other meaning of the word emunah. He has to get his hands, meaning his mind, in this case. He has to get his human intelligence, his mind, to become sensitive to his craft, to his emunah, so that the emunah can express itself also in intellect and in the rest of his system. And he does this by contemplating and by getting into the habit of seeing godliness past the concealments, past the garments. In the Hayyim Yom for the 24th of Nisan, the Rebbe writes, Nayagim she'ein mevarchim shechiyonu b'mei svira sa'ime. Our custom is not to make the bracha shechiyonu during the eime. The 24th day of Nisan is also the 9th day of the eime. Leitev habmir ale. That which is not good exists in everyone. Soyla zozel givenan aveden beis hamigdash. Descending of the scapegoat, banishing it to Azazel, was a part of the aveda in the beis hamigdash. The balda nivra is do leitev. Darfman is avek shikin and eret kzeda. Since a physically created being has some element of not good, of evil within it, we have to banish it to a desolate land.